Professor Allison, we find ourselves at a really interesting point in history, don't we? Because there was a piece recently in Foreign Affairs about, you know, any action by China vis-a-vis Taiwan might manifest, it was the think piece, might manifest as a naval blockade. And we know how crucial the South China Sea is. We know that this has been an area of contention for decades. In the meantime, in the last half an hour, that this has hit the wires, that in Cuba, the energy minister has said that Cuba has now run out of diesel and fuel oil amid a U.S. oil blockade. And what it shows is that the U.S. is still willing to use its levers to get what it wants. Well, China is in the same position. Where does that leave us, if we just consider that as a backdrop for a second?
Good for you. I would say your analytics antenna are working. If you were to ask, if you were to get a Martian analyst who I have as a concept in my class, and we invite her to come to class from time to time and help clarify things for us here Earthlings. But and a Martian analyst might look at it and say, now, wait a minute, let me see what's going on here. There's a little island about 90 miles offside, offshore U.S., that the U.S. has not been prepared to, whose government the U.S. has not been prepared to recognize now for more than, 60 years. And you seem to be blockading it or quarantining it to prevent it receiving oil and other items that it wants. Are there any other islands that are close to any other big powers, and could they do anything similar? I'd say that's a good question. Second good question, even more, if the reason why China has not done this is that the U.S. is a major military factor in the region, and they fear that if it should try to quarantine or even invade Taiwan, the U.S. would come to the rescue, what has happened to U.S. military capabilities in the region as a result of the war in Iran? And the details are classified, but just from reading the papers, you can see that the THAAD system that was in South Korea has been moved to the Middle East, that most of the Tomahawks, who were the crucial elements, have been moved to the Middle East, that the Patriot defense missiles that would defend have been moved to the Middle East, that the delivery of the weapons that were sold more than a decade ago to Taiwan, most of them have been delayed or not arrived. So militarily, the situation is, I would say, very attractive.